Mishnah Beis. We explained in the previous Mishnah that there are two ways to understand where the Shofar was blown on Shabbos as long as the Beis HaMikdash did still exist. According to most Rishonim, this was done only in the Beis HaMikdash itself, where the Sanhedrin was, whereas according to the Rambam, it was done in the entire city of Yerushalayim. Now the following Mishnah seems very much to support the opinion of the Rambam, because it implies that whereas when we talked about Yavne, and after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the previous Mishnah said that the Shofar was only blown where there is a Beis Din, perhaps only in Yavne, or perhaps any place where there is a Beis Din, but only in the Beis Din itself, not throughout that entire city. However, for as long as the Shofar was blown in Yerushalayim when the Beis HaMikdash was still around, it was blown not only in the presence of the Sanhedrin, but in the entire city. And that's exactly how the Rambam said. And in fact, the Mishnah adds, "V'eid zos heisu Yerushalayim yisrael Yavneh." Yerushalayim was more. The Shofar was blown more in Yerushalayim than it was after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed elsewhere. Because as long as the Beis HaMikdash was still around, shekol ir shehi roya v'shemas, any city which could both see and hear the Shofar in Yerushalayim, ukureva, and it was near to Yerushalayim, it was within the Techum, within 2,000 Amos of Yerushalayim, and fourthly, v'yechela lovai, and one would be able to come from that city to Yerushalayim on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So for example, if there was a river in the way, and the only way to cross the river would be to swim, or to row across, which would be forbidden on Shabbos or Yom Tov, so that's considered a city which is not able to come to Yerushalayim. But if it's a city which is able to, so if all these four conditions are fulfilled, then Token, they would blow the Shofar even in that city. So not only in the entire city of Yerushalayim, as the Rambam explained in the previous Mishnah, but even a bordering city, which is very nearby Yerushalayim, would also blow the Shofar in that city. Whereas with Yavne lo hayu Token ablayis mevod, in Yavne they would only blow the Shofar in the Beis Din itself and not throughout the rest of the city, let alone bordering cities. So we've explained the Mishnah according to the Rambam, it makes perfect sense. However, according to most Rishonim, who explained the previous Mishnah in its simple understanding that the Shofar was only blown in the Beis HaMikdash itself, this Mishnah proves quite difficult. There are certain Rishonim who suggest that this Mishnah is referring to the period before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but after the Sanhedrin left the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara explains that 40 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Sanhedrin left and no longer sat in the Beis HaMikdash itself. They sat elsewhere in Yerushalayim until eventually they ended up in Yavne. So it could very well be that this Mishnah is referring to that time period after the Sanhedrin left the Beis HaMikdash before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And then the reason would be that once the Sanhedrin were further into the city of Yerushalayim, and they weren't just sort of hidden away in the Beis HaMikdash, so then their influence was perhaps greater, and people would be more careful not to carry in a public domain, and therefore throughout the entire city and even bordering cities, the Shofar could be blown on Shabbos if Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos.